Dear parents and carers, welcome to our newsletter for the 17th of July 2026. As another school year comes to an end, we say a fond farewell to our wonderful Year 6 pupils and their families. Thank you for your support throughout your time at Rosherville. It's been a privilege to watch the children grow into confident, kind and resilient young people. We are incredibly proud of this year's excellent SATS results, which reflect the children's hard work and the dedication of our staff and families. This goodbye is especially significant as it also marks our final days at our London Road site before we begin our exciting new chapter at Cable Wharf. To our Year 6 pupils, thank you for the memories and the positive impact you have made. We wish you every success in the future. Wherever life takes you, remember you will always be part of the Rosherville family. School bags. As we prepare to move into our new school, we would like to make families aware of an important change regarding school bags. As our cloakrooms are located inside the classrooms rather than in corridors, all children should bring one bag only to school each day. This may be a book bag, a drawstring bag, or a small rucksack to hold reading books, homework, a water bottle, a lunchbox, and any clothing needed during the day. If choosing a rucksack, it should be no larger than approximately 30 centimetres by 40 centimetres by 15 centimetres. Around 25 litres. This decision has been made purely for health and safety reasons. Larger or multiple bags take up valuable floor space, creating trip hazards and making it more difficult for children to move around and access their belongings safely. Limiting each child to one appropriately sized bag will help keep our classrooms safe, organised and clutter-free. Thank you for your support in helping us maintain a safe learning environment for everyone. A summer message from Emma Bonner, our Chair of Governors. As we finish up the school year, I wanted to send a big thank you to everyone in our Rosherville family. It is definitely a bittersweet time for all of us right now. It feels really emotional to say goodbye to our old Victorian building on London Road, which has so many memories and has seen generations of local families walk through its doors. But at the same time, it's so exciting to look forward to our amazing new building and the brilliant spaces waiting for our children at Cable Wharf in September. Our school buildings are changing, but the lovely, caring heart of Rosherville stays exactly the same. This is all down to you, our wonderful staff, our brilliant children and our supportive families. Even with all the hectic packing and moving prep, the staff have worked so hard to keep everyone's spirits high and to make sure our Year 6 leavers have a really special, fun final year. On a personal note, as my daughter Demi finishes Year 6, my own time as a Rosherville parent is coming to an end. I'm going to miss that side of school life so much. On behalf of all the governors, thank you for a wonderful year. Have a brilliant, safe and happy summer holiday. Emma Bonner. School meal price update. Today, I have sent a letter to you to inform you that due to continued rise in the cost of food, ingredients and staffing, the price of a paid school meal will increase to £2.66 from the 7th of September. We appreciate that any increase in household cost is unwelcome and this decision has not been made lightly. We remain committed to providing pupils with nutritious, freshly prepared meals that offer excellent quality and a value for money. Outdoor play and learning, OPAL. From September, we are excited to become an OPAL outdoor play and learning school. OPAL helps children develop creativity, resilience, teamwork and problem solving through high quality outdoor play. As part of this, children will be spending more time outdoors throughout the year, whatever the weather, unless conditions are unsafe. We know many families will already have suitable outdoor clothing, so over the summer there is no need to rush out and buy anything new. We simply wanted to give you plenty of notice that as we move into the autumn and winter months, children will need a waterproof coat and a pair of wellies that can be kept at school, so they can enjoy all the opportunities that OPAL provides. We will remind families again nearer the time with full details. PTO Disco Fundraising. Thank you to all those who have attended our PTA discos last week. We raised a fantastic £194.13. Eleanor Bear Hunt. Our beautiful Hunter the Bear has taken up residence at Eleanor Charity Shop in Dartford. The official Dartford Bear Hunt app goes live today. The link below will help you to get involved with the trail over the summer holidays. That's on our printed newsletter. We'd also like to congratulate everyone for raising a staggering £1,065 in total for Eleanor this year. Not only does this mean our hunter bear can join us at our new site, it means that Eleanor can use these funds for their vital work within the community. I have just one date for your diary this week, and that is Monday the 7th of September, when children return to school at our new site, Crete Hall Road. I hope you have a wonderful, restful summer holidays, and we look forward to welcoming you all back to our new site on Monday the 7th of September. Best wishes, stay safe, Mrs. Martin.